This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The union representing federal wildland firefighters warns that up to half may quit by the end of this month unless Congress extends a pay increase. 2 years ago, the bipartisan infrastructure bill gave wildland firefighters an additional $20,000 a year, but that sunsets on September 30th. 5 days from now. Firefighter widow Michelle Hart says many wildland firefighters have had to live in their cars because they couldn't afford to pay rent.
These are basic human rights that we have that are obviously not being given to people who are, you know, on the front line, people like my husband who gave his life for his job and are in it because they're passionate and because they love their country.
Hart joined Senator Michael Bennett and a union leader in Grand Junction last Friday. Bennett has introduced legislation to increase wildland firefighter pay and benefits, named in honor of Hart's late husband, Tim. A Landry's Seafood House in Englewood violated federal law by discriminating against an Iranian employee. That's according to a lawsuit filed last week by the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission. The Landry's employee was exposed to a hostile work environment based on her national origin. The lawsuit alleges managers and supervisors mocked the woman's accent and her appearance. The woman says she was fired when she raised complaints to the company's HR department. The commission is looking for Landry's to implement new policies and provide compensation for the employee. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Fall is here, and we are seeing some fall-like weather all around Colorado. Highs around the state today are in the low 80s. It should be a clear and sunny day across Colorado.